Inventions are nice if you got the cash to be first in line at the patent office.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM, I'm Ben Johnson in for David Brancaccio with the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Inventors walking into work today might find the furniture rearranged. That's because over the weekend, a change in the way U.S. patents are awarded took effect. Until now, it was a first-to-invent system, but going forward, the patent will go to the person who is first to file. That may sound like a technicality, but as Marketplace's Chrissy Clark explains, for many small companies, it's a big deal.
Ron Katznelson of Encinitas, California, is what you might call a garage inventor, though he actually works in a room inside his house.
I do have storage in a garage for some old instruments.
Scientific instruments that have led to an impressive track record. He sold one of his last startups to Motorola. Katznelson says small inventors like him are good at coming up with new ideas that push technology forward, but it takes time and money to get them patent ready.
The resources that we have as startups are much less than those that large companies have. They can take 6 months from conception to practice, something that might take us 2 years.
Until now, if Katznelson kept good records to prove he'd had an idea before some big company, he would win the patent. But under the new law, what matters is when you file the paperwork. Rob Merges teaches patent law at UC Berkeley.
In most cases where you file first, you're the first to invent. But there are a few cases where that's not true.
And inventors like Ron Katznelson hope they're not one of those cases. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.